Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I forgot what the name of this podcast was for a minute.
Sorry. It's Nearly Coherent.
Thank you. Thank you for the heads up.
You got it, buddy.
I'm Ed.
Jeff.
Dave.
How you guys doing?
Not bad. Not bad. How about yourself?
I'm good.
Hanging in there today?
You know it.
Are you wearing the elbow-patched sweater again?
I am wearing the elbow-patched sweater again. You know why? It was cold as hell in my house, and I said, I want a sweater.
It's actually pretty goddamn cold everywhere.
Yeah. You know, but it was, like, really cold. I was wearing this and, like, two Snuggies, and then I realized I should probably just go turn up the heat.
Now, were you wearing the Snuggies, like, one over your back and one over your front, or were you in both of them?
Yes. I had it wrapped around, so it was, lab coat, and then...
Like when a really fat person goes to the hospital and they put a gown on the front and on the back?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh.
I might be talking from experience there. It's possible.
I could never imagine such a thing.
Yeah. It's possible. How about you over there, big fella?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Just so that way the crowd knows I'm wearing a comfy sweatshirt, as per usual.
Yeah,
that
always.
Does look like a comfy sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And he's wearing the same hat that he always wears.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's my uniform.
But he's got jeans on today.
What did I have on last time?
I don't know.
Never really, pants.
Never really paid attention to that.
Never look below the waist?
Well, Jeff doesn't like staring at, you know, your junk.
It's true.
When I'm in the room. He knows.
When he's in the room.
He knows I'm a jealous whore.
You certainly are, my friend.
It's true.
If Ed's not around, I'm glued to it like fucking must-see TV. I'm glued to it like this is 1998 and you're an episode of Friends. Speaking of dicks, by the way, I figure this will be important for Dave to know. Yeah.
Did you see the thing about how 90% of millennial women are not aroused by dick pics, Dave?
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah. My question
is... How about this census fact? 100% of women are not aroused by Dave's dick pics.
See, my theory on it was my dick's so small, like, I figured it was more like a Where's Waldo picture, you know?
What was really impressive was when you added the cane in there, too, so you could find that later.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was real artistic of you.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Did you paint the stripes on?
I did.
Stripe. Single stripe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a paintbrush that small.
You need a, you know, microscope and one of those... atomic size paintbrushes.
He's all top hat, guys. He's all top hat.
Yep. My Where's Waldo, though, has a monocle.
Ew. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that is way too much. Way too much.
Ow.
Yeah, well. He ties it to one of his pubes.
Did you watch the Grammys last night?
I did not watch the Grammys last night. I did not even know that the Grammys were on.
Jeff, you have your thumb on the pulse of America.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I almost forgot that the Grammys were even a thing. Because, you know, I know that Adele put an album out last year, so fucking 7 or 8 of the Grammys are going right to her.
Yeah, I know, but Beyonce also did.
You know what? I do not like Beyonce.
Thank you.
I think...
I've been searching for someone.
I think...
I like Beyonce. Please don't kill me, Beyhive. I love her.
I don't understand it.
If you guys are kidnapped and murdered, I don't want to be part of that.
Yeah, I think she's garbage.
I think she has a good voice, but it's no longer her voice that is center stage of anything anymore.
Oh, who knows? I just... like, I'm not one of these. I read a bunch of things. I heard Metallica got like shafted last night, and metal music in general got shafted last night. And I still have people on Facebook that they talk about metal music, and it's like, I'm like, come on, are you in seventh grade? You're only allowed to like one style of music. Stop it. Like, nobody fucking likes Megadeth anymore. Stop it.
I'm pretty sure that that is just a function of what kind of haircut you have.
No, because both of these guys are bald.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Do they have like wigs that they wear?
No, they are bald, bald, bald.
Wow.
And I don't get it. I'm like, come on. Go paint a mural on the side of your van and call it a fucking day. But they're talking about it. So I know that Metallica got shafted, but they're like railing against Beyonce about how she doesn't do this and she doesn't do that. She doesn't write her own songs and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, she sells 12 billion fucking albums when she puts one out. Megadeth or whoever it is hasn't sold an album since Columbia House was sending me 12 discs for the price of one. It was like, it's ridiculous. How can you say it's a different type of talent? It's a different type of talent. It's it's not that one is less talented than the other. It's a different type of talent. She's a pop vocalist. She's a good singer. Great. She can dance well. Great. She doesn't write her own shit. Who cares? I just happen to not like her. I do like me some Adele, though.
We know. You're a huge Adele fan.
Huge.
Touches you. In places that you dare not speak.
But what did I miss?
I have no idea. I didn't watch them either.
No?
But I'm not a huge... Like, I like the movie and TV and obviously Broadway, because you know me in musical theater.
Yeah.
Big fan. But the Grammys just... I listen to show tunes, Weird Al, and Top 40 pop hits. I'm not really going to find anything there.
Yeah, it's not really for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not here for your, you know...
You're more of a Tonys guy?
Oh, love me some Tonys.
Yeah.
But I know Dave watched the Grammys.
Did you?
I did. For one reason only.
Because Dave loves CeeLo Green.
No.
Ooh.
My main reason was Lady Gaga was performing with Metallica.
Yes.
That was my main reason. So, like, I saw it on the little guy thing that was on. I was like, oh, Lady Gaga is performing with Metallica. I'm going to turn it on. Also, the radio station I work, knowing what happened at the Grammys is something good to have in your back pocket as something to talk about the day after.
Yeah.
So, for those two reasons, and there was nothing else on, I left it on while... watching with my girlfriend, and I observed some things, so I figured I'd jot down the things I observed, and I'd fill you guys in, because I figured you wouldn't watch, and I kind of thought you wouldn't watch, so I figured I'd kind of clue you guys in on what happened in a nice short and easy to digest way.
Look at that. Dave trying to help us engage with the culture.
Yeah, thank you, because I certainly don't want to watch it.
Because I know sometimes I have to drag you guys along with pop culture and kind of drag you guys along and keeping you guys abreast of everything.
I'm definitely way behind on pop culture. If there's anything in this world I don't know about, it's pop culture.
Yeah, that's the only culture I have is pop culture.
Mm. So, anyway, I'm going to talk fast, so you got to keep up. All right, I'm going to mess up at least twice. Because just
I would expect
that's the
no
baseline.
Less.
That's the baseline.
Yeah.
And it's late now, so twice is definitely underselling. But here it is. Here are my observations of the Grammys 2017. 21 Pilots lost their pants. Beyonce did an interpretive dance. Adele, like a Dell computer, needed to be restarted. CeeLo Green, C-list celebrity, craving to be seen. Bruno Mars, still an A-list star. Mic checks, underrated? Absolutely, ask Metallica. Joy Villa, pop music's new villain. Speaking of political statements, Katy Perry made two. Made one subtly, made one clear. Because Angry Cheeto, he can't do subtle. Heidi Klum, still beautiful. Ed Sheeran did his thing the way gingers do. Carpool karaoke, not done in a car, is just karaoke. In this case, really bad karaoke. So now, after saying all of that, I want to kind of give you a summary of what you probably saw on social media, or is what I like to call my OMG translation.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Oh my God, they wore that. Oh my God, she did that. Oh my God, she did that. Oh my God, he wore that. Oh my God, that was so good. Oh my God, that happened. Oh my God, she wore that. Oh my God, she did that. Heidi Klum, still beautiful. Oh my God, still a ginger. Oh my God, they did that. And that, my friends, is what happened at the Grammys.
Wow. I feel like I was there.
I am, my nipples are hard with excitement.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Very hard.
Yeah.
They've ripped through my shirt. It's really painful. Yeah. I might be bleeding.
He really, like, really went into everything there.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything that happened at the Grammys in about a minute.
And pretty good on the rhyme scheme.
Yeah.
Some of it, you know.
Like just, I said, bad rhyming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to, like, you know, give you some constructive criticism.
Yeah.
A little bit of off, but, you know, more or less.
It rhymed as well as the Wham! Christmas classic.
Mm-hmm. And I don't get paid
it's
millions.
It's February. Leave Wham's stupid ass Christmas song.
I'm just letting you know.
I will throw my hat at you.
Have you watched anything on YouTube about the Grammys? Like, he mentioned Bruno Mars, A-list star, I believe you said. I heard he was phenomenal.
He was.
Yeah, he was with Prince. The Time, right?
Yes.
Covering Prince.
He was fantastic.
Yeah.
He was wonderful. And he also just did his own thing also. He had two performances, and they were both very good.
I heard that the carpool karaoke thing with, like, Neil Diamond was
terrible.
Horrible, right?
Horrible. No one knew the words. You had an audience full of musicians that didn't know the words to Sweet Caroline.
Which every drunk on the planet instinctively knows.
Like, you have to know it?
You have to know it.
By law.
I feel like very similar to, have you ever seen Beer Fest? You ever seen the movie Beer Fest with the guys that did Super Troopers?
No, I didn't.
So in the movie, they need to get to this Beer Fest, and the guy that's going to lead them there can't remember how to get there because he was drunk when he got there.
Yeah.
So they get him hammered drunk, and he finds his way back. I kind of feel like that's me with Sweet Caroline lyrics. Like, I couldn't tell you a lyric right now, but get me like six drinks deep and I can sing the whole thing perfectly. You know, like, it's
every
gotta be,
harmony is in your head.
Yeah, it's gotta be unlocked somewhere, you know, somewhere in my subconscious.
It's encrypted in your brain. And the only
That's what I feel like about Sweet Caroline.
The problem with this though also was he kept on passing around a single mic to specific people. And so they would have the mic and not know the words, so it would completely out them as to not knowing the words. So it was that person that goes up on a karaoke stage and just can't read.
Yeah.
Right.
It's that person.
That's a problem.
Why would he not, like, they didn't prep?
I guess they didn't prep it.
No.
I think they prepped it with, like, two people.
Because, I mean, it's not fair. Like, when you do carpool karaoke, which, by the way, that's a great segment.
Absolutely. I think it's getting its own show now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too much.
And, yeah, that's why I'm super open. The minute they, because it's going to be on Apple Music, the minute they did that to open up an Apple keynote, they had Tim Cook in the car with James Corden. I was like, no, this is too much of this
because
nonsense.
Tim Cook doesn't fucking sing.
No.
But the segment, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be like lip sync battle.
Yeah.
Like the couple of times I think Fallon started that.
Yeah.
The couple of times he did it, it was very funny. It was very creative. Now watching it, I'm like, oh, this is so stupid.
Yeah, because they add too much production value to it. But the only thing I will say about the Carpool Karaoke show that's coming is that they are going to rotate hosts. So it's going to be a different host in there with different bands and stuff.
Okay.
So that could be interesting.
That might liven
it up.
It
could also completely suck.
Well, I like the fact that James Corden sings quite well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Usually knows most of the words.
Mm-hmm.
And he's singing the songs with the person that sings the songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, and I believe John Legend, right? John Legend, like, really shit the bed last night.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So, you know, like, you don't go in there. I wouldn't be sitting next to Paul McCartney putting on a Notorious B.I.G. song. Like, why would you have John Legend singing? Put a fucking John Legend song on.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I don't know, man.
I think he went with the safe one where they could do like a whole crowd sing-along. I think that's what they were trying to do, because while I was watching it, it was this train wreck was happening. The cameras, they kept on trying to like show the entire crowd. So I think they were trying to get like the entire crowd to do a sing-along to the song. And it just didn't work because
it's not the Golden Globes. People, everybody's not drunk.
Yeah. Right. Rihanna was passing around a flask. So there were a few people.
I wonder if maybe none of us actually know the words to Sweet Caroline.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not entirely sure that it's a song that exists outside of the quantum field of being drunk.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
Or a Red Sox game.
Sure.
Yeah.
They do that seventh inning, whatever.
Ugh.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Yeah, but that's the Red Sox. Don't they suck? Is that a thing?
They're actually awesome. Very
good. No, I mean, like, just as a...
That's part of the problem.
As an entity, yes, they suck.
Yeah. Are we supposed to hate them because we're from New York?
No, it's because they're pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Much like Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You know, like...
They boo Santa Claus.
Yeah. What was it? What was that one? I think it was a Phillies game.
Wait, hang on. Roll that back. They what, Santa Claus?
Boo. Philadelphia fans.
Oh, okay. I heard Philadelphia blew Santa Claus, and I was like...
Oh, well, I'm sure first of all,
Santa works really hard. The man deserves a release. All right?
I agree.
You leave him alone. Whatever gets him going.
I agree.
Whatever makes him feel jolly, however many ho-ho-hos it takes,
they booed
you let him.
Him
have it. They booed Santa Claus.
Yeah, and what was it? I think it was a Phillies game where... There was a little girl there with her father wearing like the shirt from the opposite team, and some guy pulled the trigger and threw up on this little girl.
Yeah,
like made himself throw up on her. Like, what piece of shit?
Yeah.
What?
If you're from Philly, we don't really like you very much.
Well, okay, let's clarify here. If you're a fan of the guy throwing up on a girl, I don't like you very much. But if you like cheesesteaks and you're from where cheesesteaks are from, I love you deeply.
I don't.
Yeah.
I love cheesesteaks.
Well, I'm presuming they'll bring me a cheesesteak if I pander.
I don't want it. I'll go get it myself.
Mm-hmm. Will you bring me back one?
Of course.
Then
Or I'll take you with me.
Perfect. Go blow Santa Claus.
I hate people from Philadelphia. I think that's it. I think that's my thing. That's my group that I hate. It's people from Philadelphia.
Man,
it's
I got a it's much a bit of a, broader
it's a
group.
Bit of a, it's a bit of a niche bigotry, but that's my thing. I don't really have a problem with anybody else except people from Philly.
Okay. I can get behind that.
But if it makes you feel better, I don't care if they're black, white, Asian, gay, straight. None of that matters. If you're from Philly, I hate your guts.
That's fine.
Fair enough?
Yeah. That's my thing with librarians, you know? Come on.
Yeah.
I understand it.
That, though, is a little bit different.
They deserve it. Okay, that's fine. As long as you're, you know, giving me the credit that I deserve.
Yeah, they deserve it. I wouldn't even call that a bigotry. I would call that mildly observant. You know?
You're barely paying attention.
Yeah.
So you've realized what's wrong.
That's it. So the Grammys sound awful.
Mm-hmm.
So what was with CeeLo Green dressed like C-3PO?
I have no idea.
Nobody's figured that out yet.
I have no idea. I heard a few things
on
Twitter. One was he was auditioning to be a villain in Power Rangers.
That's funny. I saw someone compare him to Zordon. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah. I immediately thought of Goldmember from Austin Powers.
As you often do, though, to be fair.
And then I thought he just got confused and thought he was going to the Oscars.
That's a common mistake.
And he wanted to look like an Oscar.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Oversized Oscar, but an Oscar nonetheless.
Yeah, he did. He looked like chubby Oscar. Was he nominated for anything?
No. He just goes just to be seen. That's it.
Okay.
Like, that's his whole game now.
Yeah.
Right? He wears feathers and stuff and weird outfits. And
he's actually... Yeah. He's a phenomenal singer.
Oh, absolutely.
He's really good.
He's really talented, but, you know, he's also...
Did he make any sort of statements?
Not that I know of.
Just walked around in gold.
Just walked around in gold.
I'm all right with it.
Yeah,
I'm totally cool with it.
Good for
him. I don't see what the big deal is.
I just want to know if there was something behind it.
I almost feel like that's not the weirdest thing he's ever done either.
No.
Right?
No.
I
he's done some strange shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who was the one wearing the Make America Great Again dress?
That was Joy Villa, pop music's new villain.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So, wow, you even covered that.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was a full service operation.
Seriously.
Just presented.
Yeah. He's the new Joan Rivers.
I don't know that...
I'm not sure how to take that.
I mean, if it came from me, I know it would be a compliment. That's why I'm not giving it to you.
Well, isn't she like the queen of these award shows?
The fashion end of it, sure, yeah.
Oh, all right. It was supposed to be a compliment.
Okay. Dave, just take it.
I don't know if it came out like that, but...
I'm much better at taking insults.
You really are.
I've realized this.
Once you tried to compliment me, he was like, I don't even understand this. I'm uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Somebody talk about the size of my dick.
If it makes you feel better, it's because you look like Joan Rivers.
Now. Like a couple... Okay, perfect. Now.
Which, to be fair, with the amount of plastic surgery she had, is the same as she looked the day she died.
Yeah, that's actually...
She is very well preserved.
Yeah, that's actually pretty
true. That's pretty true. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of like political stuff going on there.
Make America Great Again Trump dress, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like an apron at the top.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It was weird.
But her sales skyrocketed.
Of course they did.
Yep, they skyrocketed. I'm sure Trump will talk about that at one or another inappropriate time.
Yeah. It'll be immediately after, like, you know, he nukes Canada.
Yes.
Oh, I hope he doesn't do that.
That would suck.
I like stuff from Canada.
Except for their bacon, which is just ham.
I love Canadian bacon.
We're not going to get into this right now.
Yeah, that's a whole other episode.
I don't have a 3-hour block to argue with you on this one.
Oh, there's no argument. I don't like it more than bacon.
Well, I don't believe Canadian bacon is bacon, and I think it's false advertising.
It's ham.
And they need to stop calling it bacon.
It is ham.
Those lying sacks of crap.
But I do like it.
You're allowed to be wrong. It's okay.
Hey, you know? I think I know a thing or two about food.
Just one or two things, though.
A couple of things.
Yeah, all right.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Before we get into a bacon debate, which really there is no debate.
Nope.
Because it's not bacon. It is ham. And I love ham. Whew. Thinking about ham, I got sidetracked. You said something about Katy Perry.
After you thought about ham, I really wish you weren't wearing sweatpants, by the way. Because it's showing how much you enjoy ham.
I know. It's. Hmm. I'm full sail right now. What did you say about, speaking of full sail, what did you say about Katy Perry?
Well, she made two recognized political statements.
Let me cut to the chase. Were her boobies hanging out?
No.
Never mind.
Okay.
Next.
So, speaking of political shenanigans... You heard about your boy? Zach, I want all them scrubs, Braff.
I didn't, but he wants my boy. I hope nothing bad happened to him.
No. He's after this weekend's performance by President Bannon's secondhand man, Stephen Miller. He wants to play Stephen Miller on Saturday Night Live.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about that?
I am... Like, I get Melissa McCarthy as Sean Spicer. That was unexpected. It was funny. She's really good at it. I am super over every celebrity wanting to come and be on SNL, thinking that they're one of the cool kids.
Okay. That makes sense. I could see that. It becomes, like, the popular thing to do. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense with because all Sean Spicer does is be tiny, loud, and yell a lot.
Yeah.
And that is... 900% of every character Melissa McCarthy's ever played.
Yeah, that,
so it makes sense.
That one is funny. Like I wouldn't picture Zach Braff as being somebody that I would think would do a great exaggerated impersonation of somebody.
Right.
It's the exaggeration part that makes it the best.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember when Chris Farley, the original Melissa McCarthy, was was on SNL, and they used to do the infomercials, and the one woman was Cher.
Yeah.
And he was the other woman from those infomercials. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember her name, but
me neither.
He was hilarious as that because it was such an over-the-top exaggeration.
Right.
I feel like Zach Braff wouldn't be able to do like an over-the-top exaggeration.
Yeah.
Now, I'll preface that by saying I think Zach Braff is one of the most talented actors of our time and could do anything.
It's because you love him.
I do.
In dirty, dirty ways.
I love him.
No judgment.
I love him. People fucking hound me about that show. They don't understand why I love that show. I'm like, that show had fucking 8 seasons and would have gone longer if they didn't want to stop doing it. I'm not the only person that loved
didn't it
that
have
show.
9 seasons?
You can't count that.
Okay.
You can't count that shit. that med school show.
Yeah.
I liked it. Like, as a standalone show, I liked some of the characters, but no. That was a whew. That was called Scrubs grasping at straws.
Oh, Scrubs.
There was no janitor.
There wasn't.
How do you have Scrubs without the janitor?
That was a little disconcerting.
Yeah. Guy's a comedic genius.
It's true. Do you watch... He's on The Middle now, isn't he?
I can't stomach that show.
Yeah, good.
I hate the wife. The one who played on Everybody Loves Raymond.
I have no problem with anybody that's there. I just don't find it funny. Same with Modern Family. I don't understand the appeal.
I never saw Modern Family. I never really watched it.
Makes me want to bludgeon my face in with a sledgehammer.
But that's like one of the most popular...
Yeah, but I'm not the sort of person that would get behind the most popular.
I also can't really go by that because Big Bang Theory is also one of the most popular comedies. That show is I'd rather watch a goddamn autopsy. That show sucks.
It does. What are your feelings on the Big Bang Theory, Dave?
Oh, God. It's awful. I see...
Have you ever seen The Big Bang Theory?
I saw seasons 1 and 2.
Okay.
And it was funny for the first episode. And then the jokes got old. It's the same joke over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Oh, I'm nerdy and I can't get girls. Oh, look, hot girl next door. I'm going to get that girl. Oh, yeah. I'm nerdy. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That really is about it. That just sucks.
You should actually try to be a staff writer on it. You basically just summed up every episode, so you could do it.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And then Modern Family is very similar in the sense, but except it's I'm gay. And it's funny because I'm gay.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing.
Wait a second.
That's it. No, I wasn't saying it. I was saying
that last
it for
one.
Them.
That last one sounded.
I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More like a revelation. than anything else.
So that is the same thing. They're just poking fun at the same kind of same concept over and over again, and people laugh at it, and that's it.
Yeah,
they're comfortable with the jokes, and they keep coming.
Yeah. I mean, I understand it's like the, McDonald's, you go home after a long day, you just want to turn your brain off and just watch something stupid, but
it doesn't
work for me.
There is stuff that's stupid that is also funny.
And original.
Yeah, and original. Like, I don't have to think to watch Always Sunny.
No.
But
you don't, but that show is
hilarious.
Genius. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Same thing.
Love that show.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. But that show will never be as popular as Big Bang Theory.
Which is a shame.
Yeah.
Speaking of Andy Samberg, did you watch Michael Bolton's Valentine's Day special?
I didn't. I heard it was awesome, though.
It's so good. It is so damn good.
So, back to the Zach Braff thing.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going... Like, are they going to do it?
No. I think just like with Rosie O'Donnell... talking about playing Steve Bannon, I think that, which I think would be,
oh shit,
in my mind could be funny, but I also think it's they're going after the wrong aspect of what, because I mean, the talk after Melissa McCarthy did Spicer was that Trump was displeased with it, not because of the take on Spicer, but because he's being played by a woman.
Right.
That was what pissed him off.
That I heard.
And that, you know, the next thing was, oh, well, if you have Rosie O'Donnell play Steve Bannon, maybe he'll throw him out. Because I understand the whole, I don't know if you've seen any of the sketches with Steve Bannon, but they've had him come in as the Grim Reaper.
I haven't, but that's pretty...
For a guy who said that Darth Vader and the devil are like, you know, those are the people with the real power, it kind of is a little too on the nose and probably something that he enjoys being portrayed as.
Yeah.
So I could see him being irritated about it being Rosie O'Donnell, but I think that that would just be something that, you know, Agent Orange would dismiss outright.
I don't know. I think he, I think that he hates Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, he does.
And I shouldn't say I think. I know he.
Ooh, yeah.
I feel like that would be the ultimate poking of the bear. And part of me kind of wants to see what would happen.
Part of me wants to see what would happen, but I also, I just think it'll be, I don't think it'll get the reaction that anybody's hoping for. And I also don't think, you know, Melissa McCarthy came up through sketch comedy. Rosie O'Donnell is a, was a stand-up comedian
like a gajillion years ago. Awful stand-up comedian, by the way.
It's a very different sort of vibe. I don't think it would play well.
I would love to see it because I would want to see what happens, and because she looks exactly
she does.
Like
her
him.
Her profile picture on Twitter now is her face
crazy.
Superimposed on him, and you can barely tell that it's a different person.
Do you watch Impractical Jokers?
Nope.
Never?
Nope.
So there's four guys on Impractical Jokers, and whatever the made-up story is that they're lifelong friends, I very much doubt that lifelong friends all became stand-up comedians together. But there's one guy on there, his name is Q, and they always make fun of him for looking like Rosie O'Donnell. Mm. So one week, the loser always gets some sort of embarrassing punishment. So one week, he had to give a lecture on cloning. And in his lecture, he said that he had created a clone, and out walks Rosie O'Donnell. And they don't look that much alike, but I don't like Rosie O'Donnell whatsoever, but I had to respect it. I'm like, that's pretty good. Like she's a pretty good sport about
a lot of shit. She's a good sport. Yeah.
She's a pretty good sport about a lot of shit.
This wasn't a case of me judging her based on her necessarily her abilities in total. It's just more like, I don't think it would get the play that people think it would get.
Agreed. Although I really hope it does.
Oh, that would be great.
I don't know. That's the thing. This guy is such a fucking wackadoo wild card. Like, come on. It's a joke now. Like, this has to be a joke. But anyway, I don't know what kind of reaction you'd get. Like, I could see him sending the National Guard in to the 30 Rock studio and like, you know, shutting it down and trying Lorne Michaels for treason or something. Like, you just don't know. This guy's a fucking maniac.
Yeah. Speaking of maniacs, though, going back to Stephen Miller, right? That's the number two guy.
Yeah.
He was on all the news shows on Sunday. And on this week, was it this week on ABC? He was talking to George Stephanopoulos. Talking about the, you know, bullshit voter fraud nonsense that they keep on talking about, you know, the stuff that doesn't exist. And he said, and I'm almost directly quoting here, that he will go on any show, anytime, anywhere, to discuss the president's allegations of voter fraud. I just want to take a moment right now and let everybody know I'm going to start emailing him. I want him on here.
Holy shit.
Any show, anytime, anywhere. This is any show.
Yeah, put your money where your mouth is.
This is anytime. And you never set a ratings floor, so
that's
who
true.
Cares?
Let's start harassing him.
Yeah,
both of our fans. We're calling you into action here. We need to start harassing this guy to come on here.
Yeah.
Oh that'd be awesome.
That's my dream, because I'm pretty sure. I mean, we may not be the most knowledgeable political people on the planet.
I don't even know who the fuck this guy is.
My favorite tweet about him was that he looks like a dick and a penis all at the same time. And he really does. It's amazing. I want him to show up on here. I want that.
Oof. Challenge issued. Balls in your court, Miller.
Bring it, you little bastard. Dave, are you down for it?
Oh, absolutely.
Good. Because if you weren't, You're going to have to get comfortable with it because right. I'm going to start harassing him anyway.
Great.
Oh, yeah, he does. He yeah, absolutely right. does. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a very good point. Wish we had our goddamn intern here to look shit up for me.
She's still on the run from Juggalos.
Still don't believe that one.
Man, what a life this intern lives.
Yeah. I know.
She's like the Indiana Jones, but instead of getting artifacts, she just gets terrible boyfriends and even more terrible.
No, I'm talking about her time off.
Yeah.
Come oh, yeah, to, no, there's...
Come to work already. Where the Seriously, fuck are you?
We're on week, like, what, 50 already? And how many days off have we taken?
Six.
One, I think?
Six.
No, I'm talking about an entire week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, like...
Oh, 6 a week. No, I'm saying, like, work days.
Oh,
we
yeah,
have,
no.
We have a one-day work week. Let's be honest here.
Yeah. You for know? This. For this, at least.
Excuse me, I put in 2 days worth of effort.
Actually, he did. Writing that whole oh, thing no, that about was the like, Grammys?
Honestly, whatever time off we've ever taken, that thing on the Grammys totally just erased yeah. it for yeah. all of us. So thanks for stepping She's up, Dave.
Crazy vacation hours, though.
Yeah, well, what can I say? Our boss is a lenient sack of crap.
Hmm. Can I have off next week?
No.
Okay.
I say yes.
Thanks, Jeff. I know it means nothing, but...
I override Jeff, so no.
Thanks, Jeff.
I'm going to do what I do to my kids. Ask your mother.
No. I'm okay with being the mother in this relationship. It's there fine. You go. You've got the better that beard, so...
I say you do whatever Ed says. That's my vote.
I'm liking you less and less as this goes on.
No, listen. I would say the same if I could possibly like you less.
On that heartwarming note, I think we're yeah. done.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Take next week off. You got it.
Thanks.